American Airlines and U.S. Airways getting closer to becoming one big airline. Directors for both airlines plan to meet tomorrow to consider that merger and are reportedly trying to hammer out a deal by Friday. The merger would create the nation's biggest airline, bringing the number of major airlines down to only three main carriers.
Joining us now to talk about it all, Ben Motzebach. He is the travel reporter for USA Today. Ben, good to have you back.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So what would this measure mean for those of us who hop on planes?
That's right. And first of all, this is still technically an if, though, as you mentioned, it does seem to be almost a formality at this point. But if it is as inevitable as it seems, there will be some changes. Yes, there will be three big airlines left in the deregulation era. We'll have American, United, and Delta. But don't forget about Southwest. They may not fly to London or Tokyo, but they actually carry more passengers within the U.S. than any other airline. So that really gives us the three traditional airlines and a really big low-cost carrier. Those four airlines will control about 83% of the seats within the United States, so they will have a very large presence. Now, the first question people have is either will fares be more expensive or are my airline miles safe? So we'll start with the fares. Fares will probably go up on some routes. If you're flying from Philadelphia to Dallas or, you know, certain routes where U.S. Airways and American are the only two airlines that dominate the route, fares might go up. But I think overall, there's going to be pretty stable prices. And in fact, there's been a study that showed even after the last two mergers with Delta and Northwest and with United and Continental, fares actually did not make the big jump that a lot of people had predicted. Of course, there are critics who say that's unrealistic, but we haven't seen it so far. Maybe this will be what tips the scales. And the counter argument to that is it's better to have three big solid airlines instead of the two that we currently have now, because two have a better ability to dictate price than three. So that kind of gives you the flavor of all sides of that argument. I think fares will probably stay relatively static for the time being. They might creep up on certain routes. And the other thing, you know, airline miles, they will be safe. That's the good news for that.
Wow, so we don't have to worry about losing any if we're in U.S. Airways customers.
That's right, and you know, U.S. Airways is so big in our area with the presence they have, especially at Reagan National Airport. Airline miles are one of the best tools that airlines have to keep customers happy or at least keep them coming back to the same airline. And, you know, any airline, I think, would be foolish to try to tinker with that in a merger and maybe give away miles. So they'll be honored. It will probably take several months, maybe a year, for the programs to finally be merged once the deal does go through. But, you know, the miles will be safe. The devil might be in the details, though. If you like American's program and not U.S. Airways or vice versa, you might not want it to change one way or the other, but the miles will not go away.
All right, Ben, thanks for your help on this. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Ben Motzebach is travel reporter for USA Today.